two men were overheard talking to one another in the corridor, and one guy said to the other, "Now pay attention. I'm only going to say this once because I promise not to repeat it." Repetition in life is necessary, possible, and often the subject of what we have endured. But the scriptures say, especially in today's example of 10 lepers who had to live ostracized from society, in fact, they had to ring a bell when someone would come close to them and yell at the top of their voice, "I am unclean, get away from me." How much bitterness can develop over the years when someone repeats deep in their heart an injury that they have suffered? It is no wonder that the Lord says, "Forgive your brother 70 times 7 a day," because deep within our heart, often when we are hurt, we repeat the pain often. And every time it comes to our mind and to our heart, we need to forgive early and often in order to move forward. Not to say the injury was okay, not to pretend as if you were never hurt, but to realize that often miracles that happen in our lives need to be prepared for. The 10 lepers who were cured in today's gospel, only one of them came back to thank Jesus. The 9 others went about their lives perhaps as if nothing happened. The only difference was that they were physically cured. But was their life a joyful life? I imagine myself that after 10 years of being cured, some of them may be talking and being, "Oh, how we were mistreated by society. Remember, we had to ring that bell and scream and tell people to get away from us. How often people laughed at us. How much we were deprived of." And with that kind of repetition, the bitterness that was first tasted can sour your entire life. And it is important to remember that we hold the key for future damage and harm that we cause in our life by giving new pain to old injuries, old mistrusts, old slights. So it is important that when you are hurt or injured, that you realize you hold the key and the power to turn a corner, to change your focus, and to say, "Remember how much we suffered. Thank God that is in the past. Remember how much people disliked me or talked about me. Thank God that has gone by into history. How beautiful it is to see what God has prepared for me now. What opportunities lay before me." There was an old saying in the prisons of yesteryear that people can be in the same cell. One person looks out the bars and sees mud and dirt. Another person looks outside and they see only stars. Our perspective on injuries suffered, on opportunities lost, on thoughts and words misinterpreted and us being misunderstood, our perspective can change a lot of that if we look for opportunities and are thankful that we have survived. People sometimes forget, when you are hurt, whether it's physically, emotionally, or spiritually, and you have survived, that is a victory that needs to be celebrated and a gift from God that needs to be acknowledged. So look at your life and look at your history. Thank God that you have survived. Repeat in your heart, not the pain and the horror, but the strength and the grace of survival and the opportunities that lay before you. In such a way, you will understand gratefulness to God and thankfulness for the opportunities and the future that can loom bright before you if you stop focusing and repeating the horrible things of the past. Let them die where they belong, in the past. Your future is bright with Christ. Slava Isusu Hristu.